Welcome to Double Fries No Slaw, Sunday night, December 17th. And we are just 3 days away from early signing day. Should be a fun one tonight, Richie. We'll talk a little recruiting. We'll talk a little transfer portal. We're not quite done with the snub and the fallout there. I'm probably done, like, ranting. But there's been some fallout. There's been some different things that have happened legally. There's been some defense of the situation. There have been opt-outs. There have been portal exits. There have been NFL declarations. So a whole bunch of stuff to get to. Double Fries, No Slaw, brought to you by Guthrie's in Tallahassee. You can visit all three of their locations, 1818 West Tennessee, 2550 North Monroe, and then their drive-through only location, which I still don't have the address for because I suck and Kitch can't remember it. But they have a drive-through only location that is on the other side of town. So go check that out. It's on Appalachie. I'll tell you right now. And I get to a 2870 Appalachie Parkway. So if you're on that side of town and you just want like a drive-through or to go, then go check those folks out over there. It's early in the video. If you're watching on replay, we do this every Sunday at about 6. We were on time today, so massive shout out to myself, Richie, and Harlan for getting that done. But join us live next Sunday at 6 so that you don't miss this live. If you're watching the replay, hit the comments, hit the likes. You weren't here live to help us with the algorithm, but your comments and likes afterwards will certainly help. Richie, how's your weekend been before we get into it?
Good, man. You know, spent the weekend out at the Ritz Golf Club for the PNC Championship. Got to see Tiger and Charlie Woods. It's crazy how big Charlie's getting from year to year. And, you know, my wife doesn't want to hear it, but Nelly Korda, whew, love watching her play. Just a phenomenal weekend. You know, actually, it's been really terrible weather in Orlando. So all the Central Florida listeners and viewers, you know what I'm talking about. Today was nasty. Yesterday was too. But we had a blast out at the PNC Championship, but looking forward to bowl season. Saw FAMU won the Celebration Bowl. Shout out FAMU and Willie Simmons. That was awesome to see. Tallahassee is just on a roll right now.
Yeah, no, that was a ton of fun. It was okay. So I get like everybody wants to boycott. Everybody wants to be like pissed off at ESPN. But like
we're gonna watch. Let's be honest. We're all gonna watch. We're all
like, I hate them too. Yeah, but like, there's college football. Are we gonna watch college football or Bluey in my house tonight? You know, like we watched the college football game. So like, I watched a lot of college football yesterday. I'll tell you, like, there have been some commentators and announcers who have agreed with us and said like, no, Florida State should have been in. I heard Charles Barkley kind of saying that today on a basketball game. I didn't watch it, but shout out my friend Jessica on Twitter who put that out there. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm still going to watch college football. Like, I'm still pissed and, you know, hate how it all went down, but I'm not just going to give up on the sport. So yeah, so I watched college football all day yesterday and it was great. And I really didn't think about the Noles much at all. I will tell you this. I wish that this would have already come in, but look, Richie, look what Harlan, look at this. You guys like this? Look at this. This is the best mug I've ever owned.
Are you taking that to Ireland, TJ?
It's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll wear a shirt. It's supposed to be delivered tomorrow. I just kind of like ran a tester. So I ran like a, yeah, I know the comments are going to go wild when they see that. But yeah, like I ran a couple of tests just to see how it looks good. It came out really good. So I have a shirt that's coming in. Should be in tomorrow. I'm certainly going to wear that in Ireland at some point. So I'll do a video with that at some point as well. I've heard that Madso's, I'm not putting those available on the website, but I've heard Madso's going to do something with that. If there's any delay or there's any holdup with that, or they're not doing a design like that on mugs or shirts or whatever, then maybe we'll throw that up on our website and give the proceeds to the Battle's End. So yeah, stay tuned for that. I know there's some stuff like the Battle's End can't print, but we can do whatever we want. So, all right, let's get into it. A whole bunch of news this week. Let's start at the top. Richie, I've kind of had a couple of takes on this week, so I'll let you start with this. DJU, Cam Ward both visited this weekend. I'm hearing some mixed things, not necessarily in a bad way, just kind of how people feel coming out of both of those visits. DJU obviously Uiagalelei. I can say it well. I'm not Brendan. But at Clemson a couple years, at Oregon State last year, and then Cam Ward at Washington State the last 2 years. Both guys would probably be a one-year type deal situation at Florida State. Do you have a preference here, Richie? Do you have a what are your thoughts on both guys?
That's tricky, and I hate to sound like the company man, but whoever Mike thinks is the better fit is who I want, right? I think most people feel like Cam Ward is the better player, but DJ Uiagalelei, yeah, I can say it too. Now, I think he'd be great at Florida State. I really do. I watched his interview that Knowles247 put out. Yeah, man, I'm really excited about either one of these guys. You know, my biggest fear is we somehow whiff on both just because of the overlap in visits and all that good stuff. I don't think that happens. I do think Florida State gets one of the two. But yeah, I'm a big fan of both of them. You know, Cam Ward had better numbers, but he also threw the ball like 160 more times than DJ did. So it's really hard to tell. And I don't think it's fair to judge DJ based on what he did at Clemson, because we saw what Clemson's offense looked like this year. Again, you know, it's just clearly they are missing Jeff Scott. That is an issue. And I'm not sure either way. And I hate to say this, but either one would be a massive upgrade from what you would have going into 2024 without either one of them.
Yeah, I don't really have a massive fear that you could like miss out on both. I don't really think that there's like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, my gut, and I'm trying to say this like in a wild way, is like, I think DJU is just kind of there ready for you once you kind of green light him. I don't know that he's got a ton of other teams involved right now. I think he really wants to be a Knoll. And I think there's this, and I might have even contributed to this a little bit just in the way that I've represented some things, but I think there's, and this might be the case, I just don't want to say that like somebody on the staff told me this or whatever, but I think there's this prevailing thought that like, if you can get Cam Ward, you'll take Cam Ward, and if not, you go to your backup plan, which is DJU, and you just ride with that. And that very well may be the case. Nobody's confirmed that to me. I actually had a couple of people before both these visits happened tell me that they thought that Mike preferred DJU but wanted to get both guys on campus and learn more about him and see how they interacted with other guys and just kind of learn more. As much as the official visits are, when I chatted with Derek Ray on here, as much as the official visits are for the kids to learn about FSU, like FSU is studying every single thing about these kids as well. And so I don't know if that's still the preference or not. DJU or Ward, I think that, you know, Mike feels really comfortable with either, but I know that it's not, you know, they wanted to get both on campus, and I don't think it's so much just, oh, DJU, we'll pass on him to try and get Ward. I'm hearing a couple of, I'll be pretty upfront with this. I'm hearing a couple of mixed things. I've heard from two or three people that they feel like Florida State's in a really, really good spot with Cam Ward, and they wouldn't be surprised at all if they land him. And then I've heard from a couple of people that Florida State feels like they're going to end up with DJU. You know, whether that's Cam picking Miami, whether that's Florida State going to Uiagalelei, whatever that situation is. You know, so I don't know. I'm certainly getting mixed signals. I do think they land one of them. I think they land one of them fairly soon. And so we'll kind of go from there and we'll see. Perkins, my guy.
Let's go.
Fire up the war chant and plant the spear. Knowles win.
Dude, I saw Jameis Winston just being absolutely crazy today walking to the Saints game. And so I really want like a Jameis Winston like saying Merry Christmas. I don't know, Harlan, I don't know if that exists anywhere on the internet or not, but like that'd be an amazing super chat sound. we probably won't do a show next week. It'll be, well, maybe we'll see. Christmas Eve show. We'll see.
Why not?
We might have to do it later. We do a lot of stuff with my kids on Christmas Eve. But Merry Christmas, DFNS fam. Let's go kick some bulldog tail. I'm all about it. All right, a lot of opt-outs, though, that we'll talk about here in a minute. So we'll see if that's going to happen or not. Actually, maybe that's a good – Perkins, thank you so much for the love. Perkins does a great job in our – assuming that's the same person – does a great job in our Discord. If you're not part of that, you can get a link in the description where we essentially just talk about FSU all hours of the day, and it's an absolute circus in there, but we have a good time when I don't have to, you know, smack people down too hard. So, Richie, let's change up the order. We'll talk recruiting here in just a minute, but talking about the the bowl game against Georgia, there has been some movement within the transfer portal. Rodney Hill officially hit the portal. DJ Lundy said that he was going to. I don't think he's officially been found in that portal just yet. So kind of similar to what Pat Payton did. I know there's still questions there. I saw that Pat and some guys were acting wild on Instagram today and stuff. So yeah, just it never ends. It's always fun to follow. It's actually the absolute opposite of fun. But Rodney Hill going and DJ Lundy as well. Some reports that they were just asking for astronomical amounts of money, more than maybe the starters at their positions that played last year even made. And I don't know. I mean, I give to the battle's end. I'm pretty sure you do too. I think Harlan does as well. And I said this on a video one time, but I mean, I'm thankful that whether, you know, there's mixed reports on that. Like the kids obviously came out and said like, oh no, we didn't ask for this or whatever. But I mean, I'm thankful that the battle's end doesn't just cower and say like, oh yeah, whatever you want is fine. So I don't know. Some portal potential injury. I'm sorry. Exits. Nothing that I'm super concerned about though with Lundy and Hill. If Lundy does end up making it in as well.
Yeah, you know, Lundy would be unfortunate because, you know, we are pretty thin at linebacker, so you'd love to keep him in the boat. You know, Rodney Hill, great player. I think he's got tremendous potential. He won't be missed. You know, let's be honest. He did very little at Florida State. You know, if he's asking for the money we're hearing based on his production on the field this year, I mean, good luck. Go, take it down the road. We don't need you here. You know, I do think he'll be good, but again, you're not going to pay a premium for a running back in a Mike Norvell offense. So every running back in a Mike Norvell offense typically does very well. And if you're not that high end, like top 15 draft pick type player, you know, so be it. But, you know, unfortunately for us as fans, TJ, this is what college football in 2023 heading into 2024 is. It sucks because, you know, I grew up watching college football in the 1990s, and you know, people came and they redshirted their first year, then they sat their second year as a redshirt freshman, then as a redshirt junior, they'd finally get their chance to play. And those days are just gone. It's just now you're going to have certain players who say, hey, who will pay me the most money? And I don't blame any of them because, look, you know, I'm not saying I'm going to put a post on LinkedIn saying, hey, my industry, I'm a free agent. But no, I mean, if you can get paid more money to go somewhere else and you think you're valued at that, good for you. And we'll see what happens. They're trying to regulate the market, the NCAA. We'll see what happens, whether these players become employees or not. It's interesting, but, you know, we just have to, if you're happy that you got to watch guys like Trey Benson, Keon Coleman, Johnny Wilson, Jordan Travis even, you can't be mad at these other guys that hit the portal for what they think might be better opportunities, even if we all know there's probably not a better opportunity out there.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, if you can go make more money somewhere else, I mean, I don't really have any issues with that. There are certain things that I take issue with.
Yeah. Don't negotiate via Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but at the end of the day, you know, it's your life, you know, do what you think is best. And I think Florida State does what they think is best too. Like if they don't think you're, you know, at the end of the day, if they don't think you're cut out for this or don't think you're good enough, like, I mean, you're not going to play. So it doesn't matter. And I'm not saying those two guys are like, I think they'd play, but I you know, I think you, it's always telling, isn't it, Richie? We talked about this last year when Norvell,
yeah,
you know, gives the nice send off, like who he gives the send off to, who he doesn't. You know, it's usually pretty telling, you know, as to how someone left the program. And so, you know, I think that's usually your key indicator is how did they go out? Did Norvell give them the nice send off or not? So, a lot of guys opting out, Richie. Nothing really surprising here. Like I haven't seen anything that surprised me. Again, and I've been kind of on the record a few times saying that I wish this thing would get canceled and just not even happen, especially now this late that they couldn't probably find a replacement and the game would just cost ESPN millions of dollars. But off of that soapbox for a minute, Johnny Wilson, Trey Benson, Fabo, Jaheim Bell, I don't know if Versus, I don't think Versus said anything. I, you know, obviously expect him to. And you know, Keon posted something somewhat cryptic, not like 100% like I'm out or anything like that, but you know, kind of a, seemed like a farewell post, like the day after, that Monday after the football playoff, college football playoff announcement, or decision or whatever. So it seems a lot like, you know, you're starting to get some of those opt-outs. You had several today. Again, nothing that surprises you, but buckle up because I'm sure there's more coming.
Yeah, it's again, TJ, the last game the 2023 Florida State Seminoles played was in Charlotte, and that's unfortunately how it is. One spot in the rankings dictated all of this, which is, you know, it's maddening a little bit. But I mean, is Dalvin Cook the last major name, high profile NFL guy to actually play in a New Year's Six Bowl? You know, I don't pay attention to all of them as closely as I would if Florida State was in it, like they were in the Orange Bowl in 2016 against Michigan. Jabril Peppers did not play. I'll just throw that out there. But it's just, you know, it stinks because the playoff is all that matters. And that's why I'm so happy it's going to 12 teams to get into the playoffs, because it used to be the Orange Bowl was a major deal. It was a huge deal. Like, I remember my senior year in high school, we played Penn State. I had a basketball game that night. And as soon as the game was over, like, I left the locker room, like, Dad, let's go. Let's get somewhere to watch the game. Unfortunately, Penn State won that game because of a missed field goal on brand for Florida State. But yeah, the Orange Bowl used to be a massive deal, and it was an honor to play in this game. And now these players are just like, why would I play in this? And I don't blame them. And, you know, Keon Coleman hasn't opted out yet, but he probably will. Shout out Keon. Yeah, I saw on his Instagram that he did a great job at the kids camp over the weekend. But yeah, like, who is Florida State going to have? And if DJU or Cam Ward commits to Florida State, does Tate enter the portal? And who's playing quarterback in the Orange Bowl? It's just crazy what we're in college football right now.
Yeah. And I don't know. I loved the Bulls, and I watched, I don't catch everything, but I did watch Josh Pate's take on this, and I thought it was the best take that's ever happened. And I loved the Bulls, and I still loved the Bulls that I just watched this weekend, because they were a bunch of 6-6 or 9-3 teams from smaller, you know, group of five conferences, stuff like that. So I enjoyed that, right? And I have always loved the Bulls. I've always loved bowl season. In fact, I used to put bowl season like up there with like March Madness. You know, it's obviously very different, you know, because it's like six days over 3 weekends compared to like an entire month. But man, I loved bowl season. There was a year I went to like 5 bowl games. It was amazing. Like, I went to both Orlando's, one Tampa, like Pasadena, and then something else. Yeah, it was amazing. So, but we're at a point now, and I think that Florida State fans, and I didn't even really have this in my mind or in the notes or thoughts or anything, but you're right. Dalvin was one of the last big time, like, superstar athlete players that, you know, top 10 Heisman final, like, that played and in a meaningless game. And that was right around the time where it started happening. Like, everybody makes the Jabril Peppers joke, but like 2017, but we haven't played in a big bowl since then. Right. I mean, that's why Florida State fans really aren't as, and last year to me is different because everybody came back. Like, nobody opted out because everybody was coming back last year, except for Jamie. Yeah. And so there was no reason to opt out, right? Like, you didn't have a bunch of first or second round NFL guys that, you know, might get dinged up or might get hurt or whatever. And so we haven't had, this has been something that obviously has been going on in college football, but it just hasn't impacted us directly like it is now. And so, yeah, I have no problem with, and that's why I was just saying, like, hey, just cancel the game. Like, who cares? And my big thought was, if you're okay with 20 guys opting out, like, why are you not okay with 85? You know, like, who cares? At that point, like, who cares? So, I don't know. That's just, again,
more Georgia doesn't want to be there. We don't want to be there. Let's just
nobody wants to play in this game. No. Nobody wants to, it's just a crap show. So, anyway, but I got no problems with the guys opting out. I wish more would do it. I have heard of a couple other guys that have, like, gotten surgery since the end of the season. I'll maybe reserve some of that and just kind of like let them speak on, you know, what their plans are, what they'll do. But I mean, expect more. You're going to have more. And I don't really know that you're going to have too many more portal exits. You could have a couple more for sure. But I would certainly expect more opt-outs as time kind of goes on.
Yeah. If you have any plans of going to the combine or entering an NFL minicamp, you're not going to play in this game. It's foolishness. I forget. I saw someone say, I think it was Jerrion Jones is actually going to play in the game. Announced he is going to the NFL draft, but said he is going to play in the Orange Bowl, which is awesome. You know, I'd love to see that, the competitiveness, but probably not the right decision. You know, if he comes out healthy and has a big game, then sure, that's great. I do think it's interesting, if, you know, and I haven't seen George. I haven't been on their message board to see who from George is opting in and opting out. I doubt Brock Bowers plays. But, you know, it would be, I could see a guy like Keon, his personality, saying, you know what? Nah, that guy's supposed to be a future first round pick. Let me go up against him. I could see a guy like Keon saying he's going to play in that game. But man, it's just, again, the bowl season was ruined when the playoffs came. And, you know, that's a sacrifice we all made. And as we go to a 12 team, imagine, like, we had a blast last year, TJ, at the Cheez-It Bowl. Now the Pop-Tart Bowl. I drove past the stadium yesterday and saw that. But yeah, every single bowl game is going to be beyond meaningless besides the 12-team playoff, which is fine if Florida State gets in the playoff.
Yeah, so this is what Pate said. I totally got distracted and started talking about something else. But Pate essentially said, like, this is hopefully speeding us closer and closer to whatever ends up happening with bowl season, whether that is just us moving on from the bowls or just whatever. Paying the players, like, that, to me, that's the way.
Yeah, I love that.
To do it, you know, and I don't know, to me, not only would it have been good to put a middle finger up to ESPN and just have this game get canceled, and I know some of you hate that logic or whatever, and you think we're scared or whatever, like, I don't really care. I know we're going to go down there and probably lose. Like, I do not give a crap. Like, it means nothing to me.
Their backups are better than ours.
It's not a huge deal, but I think Florida State had an opportunity to literally be the team that, like, brings the whole thing down, like, brings the whole, like, charade of, like, exhibition games at the end of the year that are completely meaningless down on its head. And so, like, that's kind of like Samson, right? Like, you know, crushing the pillars so that, like, everybody dies. So that's kind of where I was. That's kind of where I was with that. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with the opt-outs. All right, we'll talk recruiting. Let's give some love to Garden Gold. GardenGold.com. Make sure that you order all your Orange Bowl gear from GardenGold.com. No, but the ACC champion stuff still is cool. Kind of commemorate the 13-0 season for sure. I'm not telling you that you should have that you should buy. Certainly not telling you.
Real quick, TJ. Tyler Wright commented earlier in the chat. Said, "Richie, where'd you get that hat? And is it fitted? This is from Garnet and Gold, and no, it is not fitted, but it is a freaking amazing hat. I love playing golf with it, going wherever I want." But Tyler Wright, to answer your question, there you go.
GarnetandGold.com. Use the code NOSLAW, NOSLAW. I think if you order $75 or more, it is free shipping. And if you're in the state of Florida, usually you get your order in like 2 days. Now, if you live in like Key West or like way off in the panhandle, but I, you know, maybe you don't, but like every time I've ordered, I, you know, Tallahassee to Tampa, if I order like on a Monday, I typically get that stuff on Wednesday, Thursday. So
It's Amazon Prime. Garden Gold. Like when I order, I get it very quickly. And if you're in the panhandle still, you'll probably get it pretty quickly. But like you said, TJ, if you're in Key West, probably not. Maybe.
Don't be, you know, hey, you told me this. Hey, I live right next to Ernest Hemingway's house. And I'm like, all right, well, that's your fault. You know, like you shouldn't live in Key West. Then. So anyway, all right, bunch of recruiting, bunch of people on campus this weekend. The big one that everybody asks about is Armando Blunt. I did some, you know, I kind of put some information in the Discord last night, just some things that I'm hearing kind of behind the scenes. You can, I don't know, I'll give you my quick thoughts, and then, you know, if you want to sign up for the Patreon, it's $3, and you can, you know, kind of get the maybe a more full picture. I also think that more about this will come out. But at the end of the day, I don't expect him to sign with Florida State. I mean, I think Miami, I think it's, you know, looking back, it all kind of makes sense now, but I think Florida State was kind of lucky to get his commitment when he got it. You know, I think you're dealing with a young kid, a 16-year-old kid who's very impressionable, a kid who grew up around Miami, grew up in South Florida. And I think that, you know, at the end of the day, I think that Miami recruited really, really hard here. And finally won. I mean, essentially, I think the mom was kind of his decision maker, or like the key person in his recruitment outside of himself. I think they finally won the mom over. I don't think it's like super NIL based. Like, I don't think Florida State was just like way under their number or anything like that that led to it. You know, Mario at the end of the day is pretty high pressure. He's pretty aggressive, and at the end of the day, Florida State's defensive line recruiting hasn't been as good as it needs to be over the last couple of years. So I don't expect Blunt to stick. If you're committed to a school and you go to another school, he had plans to be here this weekend. If you go to another school instead of the school that you're committed to, I think the writing is on the wall there. So I don't expect him to stick. You know, Richie, I don't know if you want to comment on each or any of these, but I can keep rolling.
Step in
anytime.
Blunt will not be in this class. That's it.
Done. Richie's got the inside info. If you need more, shoot him a DM on Twitter.
No, do not.
I'll let you know. But I'd be pretty surprised at this point. Crazy things have happened in recruiting, but that would be one that probably tops all of them if that was to go down.
Yeah.
Questions on KJ Bolden. People are reading a lot into, you know, the way that he answered questions or the things that he tweets or this, that, and the other. I expect KJ Bolden to be in this class. And
yeah,
I say this every week, but if this gets clipped on Wednesday because he shocks the world and goes somewhere else, then it gets clipped on Wednesday. Like, I'm really not that worried about it. But based on everything I've been told, based on the way that he answered questions, the way that he literally said, yeah, like, I'm doing this. I don't know. Maybe I'm an idiot for taking kids at their word, but you know, I think it, you know, if he'd have showed up in Auburn today, if he wouldn't have been in Tallahassee this weekend, I'd have a lot more concern. I see him in Charles Lester, like literally trying to recruit LJ McCray, like on the timeline right now while we're talking. I expect KJ Bolden to be in this class. I expect him to sign with the Noles, and I expect him over the next couple of days to recruit for the Noles. You know, and again, if I have egg on my face on Wednesday, then that's what happens. But I don't think I'm alone in thinking that. I don't think I'm stepping out on any kind of a huge limb. If more information comes out, you know, Monday, Tuesday night before the decision, we'll certainly do a video on Florida State's top recruit to this point. And if we have any kind of concerns or fears on that, then I'll make another video about it. But as of Sunday, I feel really good about where they're at for KJ. Richie?
Yeah, as of Sunday night, 6:27 p.m., I feel good about KJ. I know people are, you know, picking at his words, saying possible future teammates. Man, go watch the interview. He's locked in at Florida State. It almost seems like he's annoyed at the questions of being, you know, people even asking about what's going on there. But yeah, Auburn is going to offer a lot of money. Auburn has a lot of NIL funds and boosters, and they're going to throw everything they can because they need to make a splash. Florida State's not in that position, and that's why I'm not worried about the Blunt situation. You know, Miami's desperate. They need some splashes right now. Florida State doesn't. KJ Bolden, I think, is all about business. You know, he's going to take what he's worth, and he's going to get it at Florida State. But he's coming here to a team that's won 19 games in a row, and I don't count this bowl game, so shoot, let's make it 20 in a row to start next season in Ireland.
The games this year didn't count, so why would the bowl game? A couple others that, you know, people are, oh, who could you add to the class? Unless something really pops up kind of out of nowhere, the only two potential additions that I could see to this class, I mean, Harlan, text me if I'm off on one of these, but I think it's Jeremiah Smith, the number one overall player, the top wide receiver in the country, and LJ McCray, also a top 10 recruit. Jeremiah Smith committed to Ohio State right now. LJ McCray committed to Florida. I'm not saying that Florida State lands both those guys or either of them. Those are the only two that I could see being added to this class this late in the cycle. I don't think they're super far on anybody else. There is a kid that just reclassified, Amari Williams, that may get added to the class. I think it'll just be after signing day. Now, he could commit over the next couple of days, but I don't think he'll sign until later in the year unless something's changed based on what I've been told. So, he's a kid that may be added as well, but as far as, like, 24 recruits who have been 24 recruits for a while, I think it's LJ McCray, maybe, from Florida. I'm not predicting that just yet. And I think they're in a good spot for Jeremiah Smith. I've been told there's some confidence there, but there's some Ohio State confidence there as well. So, those are the only two that I could see flipping. If you do lose Blunt, you probably fall back to about the fifth ranked class on 247, which is funny, interesting. Like, all the calculations are interesting. You know, a kid is likely not going to play in 2024 due to his age and needing to be developed and stuff. So he's kind of boosting up your class right now, but he's still, for all intents and purposes, a 25 recruit because he's not going to play until 2025 anyway. If you were to get Jeremiah Smith or LJ McCray, you'd jump back up to probably second or third. If you got Jeremiah Smith, you might jump up to second just because You obviously take some points away from Ohio State. So
if what percentage do you put on that, TJ? On McCray, I'll go first here on McCray. I think that's like 5%. I don't see that happening. Jeremiah Smith, I'm going like 48%. I could see that happening. Where are you at on those two?
Yeah, I'm a little higher on both, but not like a ton on LJ. Like LJ, I'd say, I don't know. Maybe I'd say there's like a 40% chance for him to stay with Florida, and then I'll say 30-30 with Auburn and Florida State. You know, it's just kind of the way. Okay. Like I think there's a better chance that he flips than sticks. I'm just not confident that he flips to FSU. You know, but I think again, I think that in that weird, like, I think there's a better chance that he flips than sticks, but I still think Florida is the team that's most likely to retain.
Like him. I just said, Auburn is throwing money around right now.
And you look at Florida, like they're a sinking ship that guys are trying to jump off of. I will tell you, my Florida folks think that there's some confidence that he does stick. So I don't know. I think that Florida's got the best chance to keep him because he's committed there, but you know, him flipping to Auburn or Florida State wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, I'll go higher on Smith. I think there's a better chance. I think Florida State, I mean, they always say follow the visits, right? And this kid hasn't been to Columbus since October.
Six visits to Florida State.
Yeah. And has been to Florida State several times since then. He was at Florida State last weekend. You know, I think the decision to not interview, like the decline to interview, was maybe a little bit telling, right? Like, wanted to just go in, take his visit. Yeah, I think a lot of people expect him to flip at this point. A lot of people that aren't Florida State, or you know, a lot of non-FSU, non-Miami, non-Ohio State people, like everybody else kind of thinks he's flipping anyway. So I don't know. I'd say probably 60% Florida State. Like, okay. I'd say it's more – I think it's more likely that he flips than stays with Ohio State. Just kind of like LJ, right. I think that it's more likely that he goes somewhere else. And I again, unless he's just kind of pulling off the greatest troll job in the world – I, you know, people have talked about Miami. I just don't see it.
It's not Miami.
Again, I wouldn't have told you that Travis Hunter was going to Jackson State 2 years ago on this night. So, yeah, but I would say that I like where Florida State's at a little bit more than Ohio State. But that's Sunday night. You know, things can change. Things can certainly differ. If that's the case, you certainly need to be in the Discord. If you're not already, there is a link in the description, and we'll continue to update there. I think that's it on recruiting. We can go back to portal though. Richie, what are your thoughts on Marvin Jones Jr.?
I mean, it's almost like a story that's been written, right? You know, like I don't know. I have no inside information on this. I think he ends up at Florida State though. You know, the second he hit the portal, I thought it was hilarious. His dad, who is an absolute legend at Florida State, a linebacker who finished fifth in the Heisman voting. That is ridiculous when you think about that. He's quoting the Battle's End saying, hey, guys, throw your money here. So I definitely think that was fundraising for his own son. I assume Mike Norvell and John Papuchis want Marvin Jones Jr. And if that's the case, I think Florida State gets him. And, you know, that would be a huge asset, especially, again, whatever's going on with Patrick Payton, who knows. But if say he does leave, you know, Marvin Jones Jr. is a great guy to fill in if you're not. Obviously, we want Peyton to stay. Would love if he was still here. I would love to enter 2024 with Peyton on one side and Marvin Jones Jr. on the other side. We'll see what happens. But I do think Marvin Jones Jr. he's Tallahassee bound. Maybe I'm just a homer here, TJ. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this comes down to if Florida State let me try and be careful with what we're saying here. I think this comes down to if Florida State feels like he, you know, if Florida State feels like they want him, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what it is to me. And I don't mean that like in a super bad way. I will say, I don't think Marvin Jones Jr. is to the place in his career or in his development that Florida State thought, that Georgia thought, that others thought he would be 2 years ago at this time, right? Yeah. 2 years ago, 3 days before signing day, I think that a lot of people thought that he would be more developed and more of just like this elite talent. And I don't think he's there yet. And I think he can get there. And I think Florida State does a really good job of developing. But it's my humble opinion that this is not like Jared Verse 2.0, or this is not Jermaine Johnson 3.0. Like, he is, in my opinion, not coming in to just be an absolute monster wrecking ball on the edge. Now, Could he get there in 2025 with some really good development? Absolutely. I think that his measurables and his intangibles are phenomenal. I think the big thing for Florida State is they don't typically take a lot of guys that they feel are, and I'm going to say this word, but I'm going to back it off a little
projects.
Bit. Projects. Yeah. Which I'm not calling him a project. I think he can be effective even this year, but I think you'd really be wanting him to make that leap the next year. And so do they have room? Can they make him fit? I mean, I think the answer to that is yes. If he wants to be here, you're going to respect your legacies and you're going to bring him in. I actually don't think that they would offer like an insane NIL package for him. And so like that would, to me, that would be the only thing that would maybe hold it up, as if he said like, oh, I want $500,000 to play there. I think they'd be like, hey, dog, like that ain't happening. Yeah, that ain't happening here, buddy.
Now we're good.
But I don't think he'll do that. I think, you know, these kids kind of know the market and understand kind of where they're at and stuff. So yeah, I would assume that he ends up at Florida State. And I certainly don't want anything that I've just said over the last couple of minutes to be disparaging or whatever. I want Florida State to get him. I just don't, again, I don't think you're getting Jermaine Johnson, Jared Verse.
Yeah.
Hopefully he is that next year. Well, 2025.
Yeah. I mean, and to be fair, albeit due to injury, this is a guy that started in the SEC championship game 2 weeks ago. Like, he's not just some, you know, five-star bust in the middle of nowhere. No, he's a good college player. But yeah, I do think Florida State, guys, if you're watching the show, you're a huge Florida State fan. We should be blessed. We are in the market to be selective, to where we're even debating if Marvin Jones Jr. is worth taking at Florida State. And I think he is a take, but yeah, I mean, it's a good place to be in. And to TJ's point earlier, we got to recruit the trenches better. Until we can, you got to hit the portal. And MJJ, I think, is a guy that can come in, fill in. Maybe he doesn't even start next year. Maybe he's gets 40 snaps a game, but he's a backup. We'll see what happens. But yeah, if he wants in, you know, 55, my guy, we see that highlight every game before Florida State plays that doke of his dad just destroying that Miami wide receiver. Yeah, bring Marvin Jones Jr. home.
Yeah. Had a lot of questions on defensive line, recruiting, thoughts there. At the end of the day, I mean, just kind of being blunt. I mean, you look at this class, and quarterback's a top five QB. Running back Cam Davis was at one time a five-star, has dropped a couple of spots, but is still one of the top five running backs in the country. You have some really good wide receivers committed. You might flip the best player in the country in Jeremiah Smith. I've told you not. I think there's a better chance you do than don't. I think that, you know, offensive line, the Halls have been good. You need to, you know, continue to develop there. Armella, Simmons, getting John Daniels this year. I think they really like some of the pieces there at the offensive line. Secondary, really good. They love their young guys. They love Hussey. They love Kirkland. They love Azariah Thomas. They developed Renardo and some others really, really well. Shaheem Brown, and then obviously the guys that are committed, you know, Jamari Howard and Charles Lester and KJ Bolden and stuff like that. But you if you ask like where there is a weakness, there's not a lot of blue chip defensive linemen that they've hit on. There's not a lot of blue chip linebackers that they've hit on, and they are developing guys. I will say that Randy did a good job developing both Tatum and Kalen into being really, really good linebackers. Did a good job with DJ Lundy as well. Odell did a great job developing Josh Farmer from a three-star into being an all ACC type player. I just don't know. Yeah, they say like the portal is not sustainable, Richie. I don't know that you can continue to develop three stars into all ACC type talent. Now, if you can, they're probably going to name a couple of buildings after you, but like, that's just not, I don't know that that's super sustainable. When Florida State's been really, really good, they've been getting the best defensive linemen in the country and then developing those guys into first round talents, right? You can develop a three-star into a serviceable, manageable guy. You could also develop five-stars into first round linemen. And that's where I think Florida State needs to get back to. They've done a good job in the portal. For some reason though, along the defensive line and at linebacker, that just has not translated to the high school recruiting ranks. Hopefully it is something that improves. If you were able to flip a guy like LJ McCray, I think that would go a big, big way into solidifying some of that. It doesn't answer all the questions for sure, because linebacker's still there, D-line's still there. But Man, you just look at what they've done on the defensive line the last couple of years, and you think about, you know, Tyree West flipping away at the last minute. You think about Keldrick Faulk last year. You think about Marvin Jones Jr. the first time. You think about Armando Blunt this week. There have been Reuben Bain, Wesley Bissain. There have been a lot that you've been the bridesmaid on. You finished second for, and it does seem to be a struggle to land that elite talent. And hopefully that is something that, you know, improves. You know, if they could land a guy like McCray, then I certainly think that, you know, you'd probably hear a lot of the naysayers and doubters like stop. But if they become the bridesmaid to McCray and Blunt and then Faulk and Marvin Jones Jr. the first time, and, you know, Bissain, Bain, Tyree West, all these guys, you know, you're kind of like, well, are we ever going to, you know, jump back up on top there? Because recruiting everywhere else seems to be going good. Oh, I didn't even mention Landon Thomas, who was at one time the number one tight end in the country. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it needs to improve. It needs to get better. I'm not trying to throw people under the bus, but we're recruiting at a pretty elite level everywhere else, and it's frustrating to see. With the Blunt thing, you know, it's just one more there on the defensive line that you're like, come on, man, let's pick this up. Let's get it to a better level than it was. So, William, what's your favorite big
touchdown, Florida State? Touchdown, FSU.
What's your favorite Big Ten rivalry for Florida State? It said CSU, but he meant FSU. All right, this is the most random question as I go on a D-line recruiting soapbox. But, I mean, okay, so back in the day, Richie, mine would be like Penn State because it would be Bobby and Joe Paterno. Like, to me, that was a fun one just because of those two guys. Outside of that, like, I want Ohio State. Like, Ohio State all the way. We're 3-0 against that team. Haven't played them really in the modern era. You could think of Nebraska, too, just because of, the championship, and then you played them again. But I don't know. But to me, it's Ohio State right now. Like, that would be who I would want the most.
I'd probably say Michigan. You know, we think about that game when Florida State went to the Big House and won, put up 52 points. I think Michigan fans definitely remember that. To your point, you know, I've never been to a game at Nebraska, TJ, but I've heard from multiple people at different fan bases that Nebraska truly is the most hospitable fan base in the country, and it's not close. And they just want everyone to have a good time. So I think Nebraska would be fun. Ohio State, obviously. Penn State, I don't really care. You know, that doesn't matter. But for me, I think it'd be Michigan, but I would love to go to a game at Nebraska.
Yeah. USC. Can we count that one? Man, can we start a rivalry with USC?
We did a home and home with them in the early 2000s and beat their tail both times. Who was the quarterback? His name slipped my head right now, or slipped my mind. Who won the Heisman Trophy right before Reggie Bush did. But yeah, he came into Tallahassee and just got destroyed, and it was amazing.
Yeah. So yeah, USC would be a fun one. My colleague, thank you for the super chat. It doesn't show anything when you don't write anything though. So if you have another comment, we'll throw it up later. But Mike, I appreciate it. All right, what else we got? We talked a little bit about the bowl, a little recruiting, a little portal. Hey, how about Jerrion Jones deciding to play in the Orange Bowl? We could give some more flowers out to some of the guys who opted out, but I want to take a minute. Like Jerrion Jones, like from where he got to compared to like where he was when he started. I mean, like, what development? Like, what a job by him to really continue to work, to really be motivated. Like, there were a lot of people talking a lot of crap about him. Like, not, you know, like that he's a bad person or anything, but just that he wasn't going to be able to play here because he wasn't good enough. You know, media, fans, everyone else. Shout out to Jerrion Jones, who was just, you know, I mean, he was locked down this year. He was absolutely phenomenal and really embodied everything that you want, like in a seminal, just carried himself with class and absolutely dominated play. And, he will sorely be missed because he was, I mean, just locked down this year. Didn't allow anything. And, watching, we talk all the time about Jordan's development, and nothing ever to me is going to touch Jordan's development from where he was when he started until now. But I mean, Jerrion Jones is one of like the true like development stories of Florida State, to like come in and just, you know, not be great, but have to play because we just didn't have very much talent, and to really let that motivate you, let people, what people said, inspire you, and go out and prove absolutely everybody wrong. Jerrion Jones was a treat to get to watch for these last couple of years.
No, it was phenomenal. You know, he came over from Mississippi State. If we're being blunt, he didn't play really well when he first got to Florida State, but just developed into where he was Steady Eddie this year, man. He was amazing. And he, in his heart, is a Seminole for life. And I love Mississippi Seminoles, man. You think of Cam Akers, obviously a huge Jerry Jones fan. Yeah, man, he just did amazing things at Florida State, especially this year. But from when we got him as a transfer, I wasn't sure, like, what this guy was. Is he going to – where does he fit in? And then this year, it's like, man, we need Jerry on the field because we're in trouble if he's not out there. And just shout out to him. And the fact that he is going to play in the Orange Bowl, I'd love that even more. You know, we talked about it a little bit earlier about, you know, how – I think we both kind of believe that if you're an NFL talent, you probably shouldn't play in the game. But the fact that he is an NFL talent and is going to play in the game, that's awesome.
Yeah. Sorry, I was typing here to the chat. Yeah, I appreciate that a ton, and I'm glad he's playing. And I, you know, wouldn't be shocked if he, you know, plays some limited reps and stuff. But at corner, you know, you're maybe a little less likely to get injured than some other positions where you just get hit like all the time or whatever, but still, like, yeah. Super, you know, very much appreciate that he is playing. And although I wish he'd opt out with everybody else, I'll keep saying that. But glad that he's going out and putting it out, you know? And I think that, yeah, I think if you're top like few rounds, like, then I think it makes sense. But, okay. So we don't have to go into the whole thing, and we really don't have enough time to read the entire tweet anyway, but you saw Kirk, like, literally, you know, it's the meme where the guy's like typing forever, but like Kirk went off this week, like, had this big story. You know, again, if you guys are just tuning in and haven't seen my glass yet, then, you know, cheers to you, and hopefully something good that you enjoy. But shout out Knowles Unis. I sent him a message on Twitter and he didn't respond, but YOLO. Kirk went off this week on a big unhinged rant. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that or not, but, you know, basically just, it helped, you know, the committee. It wasn't even a committee, but, you know, committee, or, you know, Florida State was helped by the BCS last year. And, you know, this year they, you know, got screwed by it or whatever, and tried to make everybody feel better by saying that, I guess. And it went over like a, you know, a lead balloon. So thoughts on Kirk there.
Yeah, shout out Corey Clark, because he called it. He said Kirk is going to go unhinged, and he certainly did. He responded to a guy, and listen, we're not clout chasers over here, but the guy he responded to had like 38 followers at the time. Now he's like over 300, so shout out to you, TJ. Not you, TJ, the other TJ who got who got Kirk to lose his mind. But, man, it's hilarious, because Kirk clearly cares about what people think about him. And I don't think any Florida State fan is ever going to like Kirk again. Like, I think what he did the month leading up to the selection Sunday, I just think that's where it is. And, you know, Kirk is going to have to live with that, which is fine. He makes millions of dollars a year, and, you know, he's got a beautiful home in Nashville. But, yeah, like, I'll see you in Dublin, Kirk.
So excited for that game again. If somebody doesn't have shirts out with this logo on it, then I'll hook you guys up, and you can order them from our website. But we'll figure that out over the next little bit. How about the Attorney General coming out and basically requesting all of the records and information from the College Football Playoff Committee? Again, I did a video on this, so I don't necessarily need to rehash all of my thoughts. But, you know, have you enjoyed that? And do you think anything comes of it? Like, what are your thoughts there?
Nothing of you know, magnitude comes of it, but I am excited for it, because, you know, the Attorney General does have actual subpoena power, right? That this is not like Senator Rick Scott sending a letter where he's just trying to make noise on the timeline, whatever it may be. I think it's just going to, if we get the answers we expect to get, if they truly are transparent with this, it'll validate what all Florida State fans have been saying for the past few weeks, which is there was clear collusion between the ESPN, the College Football Playoff Committee, to leave Florida State out. And I don't think it was to leave Florida State out. Like I said, I think it was to ensure the SEC champion got in. But when Alabama beat Georgia, it threw a wrench in things, and you could not put Bama in without putting Texas in. If Georgia wins, I think Florida State's in the playoff. But it is what it is. But shout out AG Moody. We'll see what happens, but, you know, it's not going to change the outcome of the season for Florida State. Unfortunately, we're still going to be, you know, playing a bunch of backups against Georgia. It is what it is. But I do appreciate A.G. Moody for, you know, trying to find some transparency, because that's what we want.
All right, tinfoil hat time. To me, the best thing that could come out of this is that they do find some kind of, I don't necessarily know that I would call it collusion, but just literally like, hey, we, you know, view the SEC in a better light than the ACC, and like ESPN kind of involved with that could maybe like violate some kind of, you know, agreement that we have with them within the grant of rights or within our contract with the ACC. So I think that the best thing is going to be the discovery, like all of the information that you get, and then maybe you could use some of that stuff to sue to try and get out of the ACC, which if that's the case, and I said this on the video, if the snub, I mean, because let's be real, like I know we could have beaten Michigan. I get that. Like we could have beaten any of these teams, but like we probably weren't. Like it was probably going to be really tough to win any of these games. You know, we barely got by Florida. I know that's a rivalry game, but even that, like a playoff game is tougher. We're probably going to lose anyway. So if the snub is what gets us out of the ACC, like I will stop.
That's a win.
I'll stop complaining about it forever, and I will tweet Kirk.
I won't. I will not.
I will tweet Kirk thank you every day that we get to go to another conference. So we'll see kind of how all that goes down. The last thing I have on that is Bill Hancock replied to Senator Rick Scott, and said, you know, he used the phrase a so-called Power Five team, which Florida State fans took as a diss to the ACC. Andrea Adelson, who we've had on here before, and I like a ton. I wasn't a big fan of her doing this. Interviewed him and basically promoted / defended / took his side on, hey, we didn't mean that as a slight. We just don't consider Power Five teams. That's not verbiage we use. That's not how we talk about that. That's just not, you know, part of our vernacular. And within about 3 minutes, you know, people had come up with about 17 times that they had done that. And I have not seen Andrea reply to any of that. I don't know if, you know, again, I really like Andrea, so I'm not trying to like dog on her like horribly, but I've not seen her reply on that. I don't know if it's just kind of like, hey, you know, I'm going to tune out the noise and not let this impact me, but she definitely got called out on it, and I'll go check her, you know, Twitter again, but no, she hasn't. She hasn't responded to any of it, you know, in a quote or just a regular reply. But I think that, you know, she went out on kind of a, I'm going to defend the College Football Playoff Committee's director, and she got proven wrong pretty quickly by a lot of people, not just FSU. Like I saw Skip Foster doing it, but I saw like Dennis Dodd of CBS. Like I saw like massive people responding back to her that like, yeah, the committee actually does consider this. They did it this year with Liberty by saying that they weren't a Group of Five champion, and they've done it in the past as well. It's part of their bylaws. Like it's literally in like the payout structure of the College Football Playoff and stuff. So that to me was a little bit frustrating to see Andrea like stick her neck out and like not have done a quick Google search to see if that was ever the thing. So it leads me to think that like she either was kind of like a little bit reckless in doing it, or her four-letter boss told her to get in line and stop attacking us over this stuff, which I think both are very plausible possibilities. So thoughts around that, Richie?
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, I definitely think she was probably nudged by the higher ups to say, hey, you know, let's make sure we're on message here, on brand. Especially, we just talked about not a lawsuit, but the you know, A.G. Moody investigating the College Football Playoff. There's 100%. Listen, the SEC has $3 billion invested, or the ESPN has $3 billion invested in the SEC. The ESPN owns the rights to the College Football Playoff. Of course, the ESPN wanted an SEC team in the College Football Playoff. This whole thing is run by Fox and ESPN. That's all it is now, and that's where we're at. And, you know, to your point, TJ, I love Adrian as well. She's an awesome, I think, extremely talented journalist, but I do think she got her marching orders on this one, and that's where she fell in line.
Yeah, which is frustrating. You thought you had a few allies within there. I'm sure they'll get rid of some of our other friends like Booger and RG3 here soon. Yeah. So maybe they'll be calling our Fox games over in the Big Ten. So there's a lot going on at UF right now that is just hilarious to like watch and look at. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I might do a video on it at some point this week. But man, Florida State fans, somebody asked me today, what good has happened for Florida State since the snub? Like, what good thing has happened? If you think about it, like, we haven't got any commits. We've only had guys enter the portal. We haven't, picked up anybody in the portal. There's rumors around KJ, and then you got the Blunt thing and everything else, and you're just like, yeah, you're right. What good thing has happened since the snub? But I will tell you, at least we're not the Gators, because they are sinking. That ship is sinking so fast. I've heard so much behind the scenes that is absolutely atrocious over there. And, Mario might be able to out-talent his way out of being a bad coach, but Florida's class is going to be lucky to finish top 15. They're going to lose a couple more commits here soon, and then we'll see what happens with LJ. So yeah, it is a complete dumpster fire there. And, I just couldn't be happier about it. So I wanted to just get that off my chest and say, hey, you guys think it's bad. We've all been in a bad mood the last 2 weeks. I get it. We're all frustrated at the way things ended. We're all concerned about signing day. There's somebody asked me today, we need some good news. And I don't know if you saw it, Richie, but I quote tweeted and said, Florida State has a top five class and hasn't lost a game in 14 months. What the hell good news do you want? we are still the kings of the state. I get that we're frustrated right now, but I think that we're doing fine on good news. So I don't know, Richie, you have any thoughts on UF or people complaining or just whatever?
It's a damn shame. No, I really don't care about UF. Bill, I think everyone, including, half my wedding party was UF graduates, right? And I talk to them all regularly, and they all acknowledge Billy's not going to be the head coach come 1 year from now, right? The question is he the coach at the end of October, end of November, or end of December? When does he get fired? That seems to be all my UF friends what they think about Billy. It's a sinking ship in the class. I think will fall apart. And again, it's a damn shame, TJ.
I got a buddy. My buddy Jim has a bet right now. I know you're not as into the bourbon as I am, but has a bet right now with one of his buddies that Billy does not coach the Florida State game next year. So he's betting a pretty nice,
I would bet on that. I would bet on that. Yeah.
Not a bottle of Pappy, but a pretty nice bottle.
No, I would bet that he does not make it to Florida State next year.
100%. So has that in. I saw that on Twitter. So shout out my buddy Jim down in Jupiter for that one. So, I don't think Florida, we don't usually read the comments that aren't. I don't think Florida's going to have a great recruiting class. We'll circle back on our, maybe we'll do a live on Wednesday, Harlan. Richie, you can jump on if you want to. I know you don't do as much as the recruiting, but maybe we'll do a live on Wednesday night after signing day and just talk about it. But yeah, we'll revisit that tweet or post or comment. I don't think Florida's going to have a very good class. No. That's just my take right now. They got at least two guys that I know are flipping, and they got two more that I think are in some pretty dicey water, and that could drop them to anywhere from 15th to 20th if two or four of those guys leave. So, Richie, any shout outs tonight before we get out of here?
No, I'm not going to shout out the basketball team, and I'm not going to shout out anybody.
We are not playing basketball this year in Tallahassee. So, hey, yeah, if you're in here right now, we'll keep the conversation going over in the Discord. If you haven't joined that yet, there is a link in the description. There are some exclusive channels that you can join through the Patreon. Go check that out. We've done a couple of live chats in there the last couple of, two in the last week or so, and that's been a lot of fun. So basically just rapid fire questions where people just comment questions and I answer as many as I can in an hour. So go check that out. If you haven't, message me on social media if you need it. Signing day is on Wednesday. We'll do some content between then and now. But thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the show. Hit the thumbs up on your way out. Share this with a friend. Share it on your social media. We certainly do appreciate that. It does help the show a ton. We will talk to you guys soon. Go Noles.